Hello.
Hi, is this Chelsea?
This is she.
Hi, Chelsea. How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, is this about my dry cleaning? Because I'm picking it up today, I promise.
Oh my God. Chelsea.
No, it's not about your dry cleaning.
But suddenly I understand who you are because I'm the same person.
I will let them know, though, you're picking it up.
Yeah, you're not going to, though. Let's be honest.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't. Who's this?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
And we don't do dry cleaning, but we might start.
I'm confused. Did I win like a prize or something?
No, we actually do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and try to find out what happened. So we got an email about you from a dude named Sean.
Oh my God. Okay. I mean, I know Sean.
Yeah, he told us. He told us about how he actually was supposed to go on a date with your roommate.
Yeah, he showed up and I felt really bad, so I just said like we can go to a bar and hang out for a little.
Yeah,
You pity dated him is what he said.
I mean, it wasn't like full on pity because like if I didn't want to hang, I wouldn't have, but like it's not like he had a date with me.
But did you enjoy hanging out with him, though? He thought that you guys had a great time and actually had a really good date, even though he wasn't supposed to be on a date with you.
Did he tell you like everything that happened, everything we talked about?
I mean, here's what he told us. He said that you guys hung out at the bar and you played a game called Put It in the Hole, where you try to throw things in each other's mouths. He told us that you kissed. And he said at the end of the night, you guys were laughing and having fun, and he thought it would be totally cool to hit you up again for another date, but he's tried to do that and you haven't answered him.
Yeah, I mean, the game was like fun and all, but honestly, he doesn't seem really honest, and I'm kind of like skeptical if he was telling me the truth or not when we went out.
What do you think he was lying about?
Everything.
Whoa.
What?
He said like he's been struck by lightning 3 times,
Oh.
and like I honestly I don't even know anyone who's been struck once.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
pretty rare.
I mean, but like I could let that slide, but then like right after he said it happened around the time that he was roommates with Zac Efron, like before Zac Efron got famous. And like, hasn't Zac Efron been famous since he was like 12? Like, that just didn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely
Weird.
some flags flying up that say like compulsive liar.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's like more than I literally the whole thing I feel like was a lie. He told me he like won the New York Marathon, but like
He won it.
was disqualified because he lost like that number that you wear when you're running.